This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflicts and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agencies or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to Vivian's decision for the first time?
This
meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric on public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to business decisions for the second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness, misrepresentation, and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in appropriate matter. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone here in attendance at today's meeting that is a member or agent of any law enforcement agency or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agency present? Is there any response to business decisions for the third time? Hearing none. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence and purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they subsequently show up as federal witnesses, they are discredited or failure to disclose. This is the union state meeting. Well, it's for all counties, trying to get all of our counties up and running. This is February the 7th, 2026. My first thing when I start, when I'm going to start off here, Brian, did you tell me it was your birthday today?
No, it's not my birthday.
It's not your birthday?
No.
Damn it.
Wonder who the name here. Okay. Anyway, the first thing that I'm going to talk about, just in case this person, I don't see him in here. Let's talk about the GFG a little bit and what changes has actually been going on. I'm actually going to show you my screen and stuff. Let me get it situated here so you can see what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm going to share my screen. Can you guys see that screen? Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Okay. When you log into your GFG account, this is what it looks like. What has been happening, okay, what's been said even from Anna, whatever, is that they're going to get the vendors up and running, and then after they get the vendors up, then they're going to be able to, you know, we'll be able to use our accounts to go to the vendors and all that kind of stuff. Well, one of the first things, probably like 2 weeks ago, that happened, if you see this where it says transfers, that was actually on the vendor one 2 weeks ago. It wasn't on this your personal account. And as you can see, it says transfer to other users. Well, the other users could be a vendor account too. So you could transfer your money to the vendor account and actually do that. But again, it's still AFDs. They haven't done the exchange part of it, you know, on these accounts right here, even though the exchange is done. We only can transfer between each other. This was on our personal ones here. This actually opened up about 3 days ago. What they're doing is they're going through steps. They're trying to get the vendors up and running first and then get us to be able to where we can, you know, use the vendors. Currently right now, I don't know if there's a vendor list that we can get to even you know, try to use whatever they have. Even 2 weeks ago, this one with reports was added, which, you know, allows you to, you know, like to print out your balances and stuff when you do transfer money. And, you know, just like a regular bank account, you need to get reports basically on your account on which kind of money you've transferred or not. So that was added to a couple of weeks ago on, actually 3 weeks ago on your personal, like on this one here. And then the transfer here was added 3 days ago. So this transfer, they're getting ready to also open it up to where we can use it, you know, with other vendors, whatever. One of the things on the vendor account they never had was this Prosperity Tools. And if you click on here, and you can create a global InstaPay link. And then basically, it's your account number here, and you put a description. You can say without amount. That's what I did, without amount. And we've heard about our QR codes and all that. When you click on the list of global instant pays, it creates this deals what I created with that other screen, right? If you go all the way over here, you'll see right here where it says QR codes, your QR code. And if you click on that, that's your QR code that you'd use to buy and sell things, okay? So that's what they're talking about. You'll be able to do that on your phone, whatever. Wherever you put that QR code, you'll be able to use it, to actually use it. You know, it's just like you do Apple Pay or whatever. That's the QR code that they're talking about that you need to create in your account. And then basically, like I just showed you, when you go here, to create it, you go here, give it a description. You know, I did amount zero and say, or just click without amount, and then it blanks this out so you don't put an amount. Give it a name, and then you say create it, and then it creates that other file with your QR code in it. I don't know the whole deal on how you're going to be able to use the QR code yet or not, but that's what they're talking about. When they do the Prosperity cards and whatever, that QR code will be on there. So you actually really need to create your QR code so that you have it on your account, like here. Now, this Prosperity tool, this part here to create this, they just put that on the vendor account literally like 2 days ago. So they wasn't able to create their QR codes yet. So now the vendors can. So the vendors have basically all the same items that we have here, okay? Give me 1 second here. What it's telling me, they're getting closer and closer to actually opening this up. And, you know, they're doing exactly what, you know, we've heard in the past on what they're going to do. They did the vendor first. Now they're working on this one here. There was actually a major update on the system, like, 3 weeks ago. And then there was an update 3 or 4 days ago on the vendor one. Basically, it told you that, you know, wait, there was an update going. You couldn't even get into your account. So that means that they're working on it, and they're getting closer and closer. We just got to keep our eyes on it. If anything else comes up, you know, that I know, but I'm trying to give you guys more information on what's going on and, you know, what we're seeing happen and what you know, GFG and all that they're talking about, you know, like on what's going on here. There was, I've heard from somebody overseas that said they tested the exchange rate transfer to, I think it was London or England, I forgot which one, but they got that working like a week ago. So that means the exchange is working in that part of it. Again, how long is it going to be until we get it? I don't know. But I figured we'd talk a little bit about this so people understand what's going on with GFG and, you know, having any kind of questions about it. I don't know if anybody has any questions that they want to ask me about it. So far, I'll tell you what I know, but again, I don't know that much because there's really not a whole lot going on here. Anybody have any questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay. Rocky. This is Dale. I have a question. Rocky, it was just when you say vendors and stuff, does that mean like they're going to attach, like, so say you want to pay off your mortgage or whatever else, or are they attaching, like, you know, different banks or companies, that kind of stuff, or is it just things that they have in mind, or is it?
No. What the vendor is, like, if you have a business right now, say you're a farmer or you have a grocery store or whatever, that you can create a vendor account for that company or whatever, but it has to be ASN that creates the account. It can't be a company, you know what I'm saying? And what you do is you create your vendor account. You know, it's, like I said, it could be a farmer, it could be, you know, like we have people in the assembly in Clark County right now that has actually created their vendor accounts for their businesses. And when it gets opened, then we would be able to use those vendors, basically, and, you know, transfer our AFDs to them for the services, right? And then the vendors would be able to, you know, because they need to buy product and all that, would be able to buy products and stuff using, like, FRNs or whatever, you know, to supply their, you know, their actual company or business that they're working at, right? So that's what a vendor is.
Thank you.
Did that explain it to you or not?
Yeah, no, definitely, Rocky. No, it does. Because, yeah, that's why I just wanted to ask that question. Because, you know,
I've
heard before where you guys were talking about the vendor businesses and stuff, but I just wanted to hear the complete story of that. So, no, that makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah, what they're trying to do is, you know, why should we use the de facto companies and all that if we have people that are ASNs that do have companies, right? So that's why they created the vendor part, so that those companies or the people that are ASNs that do have, you know, companies or businesses or whatever and want to be able to, you know, share that with us, you know what I'm saying? We should be using them as, you know, our vendors first before we go out, you know, outside the, you know, our group, you know what I'm saying?
Rocky. Nice.
Yes.
Hey, so when you said you heard of something going on in London, i.e. England, was that a transfer of value, actually, or just, you know, one from one AFD to another AFD? Was that actually that you heard of anyway, that a transfer of value where actually somebody was using that and getting a product or some sort of value from the AFD? Just checking. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, what I heard was that GFG was trying to find out if the exchange was working. So they wanted to transfer, I think it was euros or whatever, to a guy in one of those other places, right? So they had a person that was trying to, you know, work with GFG to make sure that the exchange was working. So basically it went from AFDs to euro or whatever it was, and the exchange worked. At first it didn't. They had to do some fixes, and then they got it working where the exchange was correct, and the person actually got, you know, their euro dollars or whatever in their account. That's what I heard. And they were just...
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. They wasn't trying to do AFD to DFD. They were trying to do physical exchanges to other currencies. Because remember, even Anna says that this is worldwide. So if you wanted to buy something from Europe somewhere or China or, you know, some other country, you would be able to just buy it through your account. So they're just telling us that they're testing it, make sure it's working, and that it is working right now, right?
Awesome. I mean, any movement is good movement in the positive direction. Thank you.
Oh, definitely. Anybody else?
Yeah, Rocky, can you hear me?
Sure can.
All right, perfect. You know, we spoke last night about this, and so as I told you before, I have a few people that want to have expressed their interest in possibly signing up, becoming ASNs. And I don't know if this is a concern that I should have or whatever, but is there anything against abuse? So what I mean by that is, people that seek to sign up to be an ASN just so that they can open up an account and obtain the funds. Is that not something that we should be concerned about, or is that just, you know, just what a possibility is, and that just that abuse is just going to be there?
No, we want basically everybody that wants to come on the land and soil. I mean, you need to sign up, even if it is only for the money, because we're going to have, you know, it's like if you take any government that's running whatever, you know, it's even when the original founders, you know, founded us and they built I'm going to stop screens here so we can see each other. When they built our first government back in the 1860s, whatever, only 10% of the people actually were helping. You know what I'm saying? Even though everybody was umbrellaed under it, you don't never get 100% of the people actually do the work. You know what I'm saying? So there's going to be a lot of people that come in and they go, you know, they can just come in for the money, you know, and it's their money though. They should be able to come in and get it. So we shouldn't worry about that. Okay. I mean, if that's the only reason that they're in, that's fine. I mean, they could tell us that and, you know, tell us that they don't want to help, you know, build a government and get all the other benefits that you'd get from that. You know what I'm saying? But okay. I have no worries about it, and I don't think anybody else does, and neither does Anna or anybody else. We're going to have a lot of people that, you know, want to just live their lives, you know, and they want to be able to have money to do it, right?
Yeah, I understand that. I just figured that, you know, that would be something that people could definitely abuse, you know, but if you guys see it in a way that where it's, you know, it's their funds, I understand that completely as well. Mm-hmm. And then they could just, you know, if that's just all they want to come in for, then so be it, then, you know. That's
yeah, I mean, it's, we, you know, it's, this is all about self-governance. It's all about what you want to do. And if you don't want to help, you don't want to help. But if it's, you know, you're only here for, you know, to get the money that's owed to you, then that's fine too. I mean, it's your money. You deserve it, right?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was all right.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great.
I have quite a bit of people that's interested in signing up, and, you know, it's just I have no idea what their actual intent is, and I don't really talk about the banking aspect of it. It's just most of them are asking about, you know, the benefits of becoming a national and so forth, you know. So, and then this is just one of the icings on the top that I never really spoke to anybody about, but I understand that this is going to eventually come up to them, and I just want to make sure that they are, you know, or at least I want to make sure that it isn't something that we could consider as abuse, and then there's an issue with it in the event that there are some people that want to come in and just look at it for that particular purpose only and still be, you know, a 14th Amendment citizen. So that's the reason why I ask.
Yeah, that's up to them. There's no way to abuse it. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, once you create your account, whatever, you'll get whatever money you deserve or whatever's yours. You know what I'm saying? So there's no way for somebody to abuse anything. It's, you know, it's just coming back home and getting your money that they took from you.
Okay.
That's what
Rocky,
we look.
If I may.
Go ahead.
If I may too, it's also we're going to have strength in numbers. So we want to have as many people come in onto the land and soil as we possibly can as well. There are going to be a lot of us too that. Sorry, I just got a new puppy, so. There's going to be a lot of us that want to help and keep the finances coming into us without the de facto rebelling against us. So we're going to want to, there's a good core group of us that want to actually be in it to win it. So we're going to continue to fight and establish our government. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, but it just shows your heart, Ike. I yield.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's like when I first got into this, there was no such thing as GFG or anything about money or anything until, right. You know, I was in it for probably 3 years before anything about GFG came up. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I didn't know anything about it, and that wasn't my interest when I come in. But when after I'd done my paperwork and everything with Craig, that's when Craig told me about it, and I was like, oh wow, really? You know, I didn't think anything of that whatsoever. I just wanted to fully get the hell away from being up under their jurisdiction. That's what I wanted. And, you know, literally
yeah, exactly.
do what I want to do with my own life, you know. So, but yeah. And oh, also, hey, Keith, how you doing, man? It's been a while. Gotta speak to Keith. But yeah, that's it. That was all for me. I yield.
Okay. Jennifer, you got your hand up? You want to say something?
Yeah, I just had a question. I was on my account trying to figure out where, if you don't mind, I'm sorry. Would you mind showing us again, or me again, where you go into, because I see where it says transfers, but for the other thing where you sign up to make your QR code?
Oh, you want to see that again?
Yeah,
let me show my screen.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Thank you. That's why
we're here, is to learn, you know. So anyway, when you first go into it, you log in, you get here, right? This shows you how many AFDs you have and all that. This one, it says Prosperity Tools. You'll click on that. And at the top, it says... I think on your phone, it's at the bottom of the phone, if you're looking at that. You know, if you're using it on the phone. It'll say the same thing. It'll say either Prosperity or Tools or something like that. And then when you click on that, it'll come to this screen here where it says Create Your Global Instant Pay Link. That's where you're creating your QR code. So basically, it's your account number. You give it a name. I just named mine like GFG account, whatever. And then I say without amount, right? So you don't know what you're going to be buying and how much it's going to be, so you just say not amount. And then you click the create button here.
Okay. I'm wondering if maybe I have to update it because I don't have that on the phone, or maybe I just have to do it through the computer.
You may want to look at it on the computer.
Yeah.
I don't know what they've changed on the phone, whatever, because I haven't actually played with it on the phone. So I don't know. I know on the app like this, they've been changing it.
Okay. Thank you, Rocky. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Rocky, this is Brian Borkut. I have a follow-up question to that gentleman's question about people joining just for the money.
Okay.
So shouldn't we all be allegiant to the ideals and the values of what it means to be a real American that are supposed to be represented in being an ASN, as opposed to someone does just get in for the money, but they could care less about what it really means to be a real American. So essentially, they're really no different than a British territorial citizen, and that's how we got in this mess in the first place.
Yeah, well, the deal is when we're trying to recruit people, we shouldn't be recruiting them just because we have money. You understand? We should be recruiting them, telling them why we're here and what we're doing, right? And then after they decide that they want to help or whatever, right, you know, through our recruiting steps, you know, like just like what Ike said, is that at some point we would tell them, oh, by the way, if you create an account over here, you'll be able to get your money at some point. You know what I'm saying? So don't try to get people into the assembly just for money. I mean, that's not what I was trying to say. But there is going to be people that know about it and know about the money, and they're going to try to do their paperwork just so they can create an account. Well, you know, we have to let them. You know, it is their money, and they're allowed to do that. But again, we should be doing it for the right reasons. Did that explain to what you said?
To a degree, it's kind of big, lengthy conversations or topics, but to a degree. So go ahead with the rest of your meeting, or continue with your meeting.
Yeah, I agree with you that people coming in just for the money, whatever, isn't what we're really looking for. But we can't stop them either. You know, this is. Everything we're doing is the public, and they're allowed to do, you know, it's everyone has their own reasons or self-governing on why they want to do it. and they should be wanting to do it to get away from the de facto. That's our main goal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It isn't money. But there is going to be some people that, you know, it's even like what Ike said or whatever, that people are only going to, on it, you know, even the de facto people are going to only do it because they want the money, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like how many people are on welfare and why aren't they working? They're able bodies, they should be able to work, but why are they not and just taking money from the government? We're going to have those same people. Yeah, it's there's really nothing we can do about that I know of, you know what I'm saying? Or that we even should.
Right. Okay.
But again, when we're recruiting, though, we should be recruiting people to actually help in building the government. You know, not really try to recruit people because of money, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That isn't why we're here. We're not really here for the money. I mean, everybody needs the money and we'd love to have it, but that isn't the reason, you know, our main reasons of being here and trying to build this assembly.
Yeah, Rocky, up to this point, most of us, like Ike said before, most of us didn't even know about, you know, the GFG accounts at all. And we just came out of it for our, you know, our own personal reasons to get out from underneath de facto. So there's a big core of us right now that didn't even know about the GFG. And I remember when Craig said to me along the way, he goes, "Hey, this one brother called me up and said, hey, have you checked your GFG account?" That's the first time I even heard about it. And then so even when Craig was surprised that they actually had a movement on it and a deposit in there. So there's a large core of us that didn't know anything. Yeah, we didn't know anything about the GFG. We've just moved forward in trying to establish this to protect all of us and to reclaim our status as living people, not British territorial citizens. So, but it's a good topic. It's good. Thank you for your question, Brian. I yield.
Yeah, I mean, we need to help as many people as we can. I mean, if it is only for money, because there is going to be a lot of people. There's a lot of people right now, and that's one of the topics I want to talk about is, you know, one of the things, are we kind of done with this money part here? Anybody have any other questions before I go on? Okay, we have a lady that's, one of the things that happened, and there was a call that, or a text or whatever that came from Michael Wilson that, you know, as a militia commander talking to Keith about a lady in Clark County that needed help. And that's one of the things that our militia is supposed to be doing is actually, you know, my hat's off for Michael for actually getting in contact with Keith to be able to help. You know, there's a lot of us that need help. And you know, we've talked about money and whatever. And Jessica, she got on some hard times. She's homeless kind of right now. She's, you know, several days or whatever. I mean, she can explain it. I'll let her talk here. That, you know, a radiator in her car, you know, blew out. And so she lost her car, had a hard time getting to work. So I bought her a radiator so that we can get her car fixed. You know, I've did several things so I can help her, whatever we could. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that we should be doing is helping each other, you know, getting back on our feet, you know, feet and you know, helping our fellow ASNs. I mean, all of us at times are going to be in trouble. And that's what our militia is for, is to help, you know, any kind of disasters or anything that goes on. Jessica, I know you're here. Do you want to say anything, Jessica, about your situation?
Yeah, first off, I'd like to thank you and anyone else who has helped in this situation. I have never, I've only been homeless for 4 days. It won't be long till I actually did get an apartment. I move in on the 10th. So I am working. I just fell into a bad situation where I had moved in with some people that I did not know and, you know, some situations happened. But, and then the car broke down. But yeah, I mean, I do appreciate everything you guys have done and continue to do. And I apologize on my behalf for having to even ask. You know, I'm not that type of person to have to ask, and this is the first time in my entire life this has happened. To be completely honest, I've never been in a situation where I wasn't able to help someone else, but I was able to always help myself. And so my goal and the reason why I became an American was to help all, not just one group of people or two groups of people. I want to help everybody, make sure they come home, make sure they know who they are and who they understand, how they've been lied to and manipulated. So that's always been one of my number one goals, is to help others as I have been helped and pay it forward. But I just wanted to just reach out to you. I don't know if I had spoken to you about it, but I did find a place, and I actually found a second job to be able to afford the other place as well. It's not that expensive. I think it's like $900 a month or something, which is pretty decent in the city here. So that's what's going on with me right now. But yes, since I've changed my paperwork up, since I've done everything to come back home to the land and the soil, I have run into a lot of head-on collisions with the de facto. I used to work in the de facto. I was heavy into the de facto. I worked as a political strategist and canvasser. So I was completely blacklisted the moment I, you know, changed my status at that point, which was fine. But going back to a regular job where I was making, you know, when I was making $40,000 or $50,000 a month versus, you know, $1,300, $1,400 a month. So I know the struggle. I know the fight. I know all of us are out here. We're hurting, and we need to help build our structure, as quickly and effectively as possible, so that we can get away from these people and, you know, tell them where to stick it, you know. So for right now, I'm doing good. Like I said, Rocky, thank you for the radiator. I appreciate it. Thank you, Carolyn, for offering the ride. And I'm not sure who James is. I don't know what county he's on or if he's in Clark County, but thank him as well. I thank him as well. And Sue and Mike as well for reaching out to you guys, because like I said, I didn't know anybody other than Michelle and Aaron, and I had reached out and I had realized that my text messages were not going through to them properly. So I had some glitches in my system, so my messages were not pushing out to either Michelle or Aaron at all when I had texted them prior to the situation.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay.
But I yield. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, I don't know, do you need any more help now, or are you starting to do okay now?
I get paid on Tuesday. I'm just kind of, I've got $20 left for gas. I'm going to go ahead and put it in, but I was just going to go to the pantry on Monday to get a little bit of food, but I'm not sure what the pantries actually offer, you know, other than canned goods and cookables, so.
Okay. Yeah, if you needed to go get shopping for food or whatever, let me know. We'll take care of you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody want to ask Jessica any questions or anything? Because, you know, I know Carolyn is what she's saying. Carolyn even stepped up to help. She's having an issue, you know, with her job, you know, not working all the time either. And, you know, she's been having to sell some of her silver and whatever just to pay her rent and that kind of stuff too. So it's, you know, there's a lot of us that are, you know, not doing that well, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if we need help or whatever, you know, let's see if we can pull together and help these people. Anybody want to go ahead?
I just wanted to say Jessica's badass, because she got it together pretty quickly with your help. I offered to help her, but every time I talked to her, she was getting an apartment, she was getting it all together, you know. So, and then the guy that was going to fix her car, I was going to take her to get the radiator, but then he ended up getting it on the way to her. So I never even really did anything, but I just want to say she had it together. She just kept rolling with it.
You know, I do appreciate it, Carolyn. I mean, I really do. I just, you know, I it's always, you know, when you're blessed, we're all blessed, right? And when you're blessed, you're blessed. And we pay, everyone pays it forward. And so, you know, one day we'll get out there and we'll go jogging when I get my knee a little bit better, but I've shattered it so many times that I got to make sure it works first.
All I need is the Lord to make that silver go up, because it took it went into the toilet, and now I've got to sell a lot more just to make my rent and everything, which totally sucks.
Well, Carolyn, I will tell you that if you need to, I will up it to a 2-bedroom if you need that kind of assistance. You know what I mean? And it won't be any much more than maybe 100, 200 more.
I got too much stuff and 2 cats, so okay. Yeah, that's why I live alone. But thank you.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Rocky.
Go ahead.
This is Brian Borkart, but just for everybody's edification, I know of a real trustworthy mechanic who I've used numerous times, and other of my colleagues have used him, but the name of his business is Big George. It's Big G, but his name is George. He's originally from Belgium, super honest guy, tons of integrity, reasonably priced as far as mechanic goes, but does high integrity work. So if that's anybody needs somebody that they've had a hard time finding a trustworthy mechanic, there's one for you.
Thank you.
That's not a paid advertisement for Big G either. That's just mm-hmm. trying to help everybody find somebody that they can trust.
Yeah. Maybe what we'll do is on our website is build a list of vendors that we can use. You know, I mean, that is people that we know that we can trust.
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Big G, huh? I love it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jessica. This is Keith Love.
Yes.
When you called, sweetie, I was right in the middle of something for work, and it was one of those intense moments where. But I saw that you called. I wanted to pick up. So, Rocky, you know that I'm here. I'll just you continue to help her the way you are, and you know me. I'll pitch in half to help you, brother. So, big hugs, Jessica. Welcome to the family. I yield.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say something? Okay. So anyway, I wanted to bring that up because, you know, that's part of what the militia is about, helping, you know, our people in Nevada. And, you know, there could be a flood, it could be anything, you know, it's like, you know, my hat's off for Jessica for actually getting everything straightened out and pulling together. You know, it's like me, I don't mind helping somebody that's struggling but is trying their best. But, you know, in this world, it's tough sometimes, you know. And if I have any extra money or whatever and I can help somebody, I will do that. You know, it's...
Rocky, we know you're a sweetheart, man. We all know who you are. We're grateful for you. That's where I'm going to do my best to help keep you afloat too, brother. And I just remind everybody that most of the most miracles happen in the Bible. Hate to keep back going to the Bible, but in the book of Acts, and that's when Jesus was already gone with the Father. He left us the Holy Spirit, but we loved each other. The people in the New Testament in Acts, that's when the most miracles happened, when they loved and took care of each other, really took care of each other. And there's not a lot of us, so we need to circle our wagons and protect and care for each other and help each other out. Even Peter's shadow, when he walked by someone, healed somebody. So that's when we take care of each other. That's when the most miracles can happen. Then I bet you our finances will be released. Healings will happen. Restoration will happen. So I think it's a good thing. We just love you, Rocky. We're grateful for your heart, and you always put your finances and your treasures where your mouth is, bro. So we always support you. We love you, Rocky. Thank you for everything you do.
Yeah, we sure do.
Amen to that, Keith. Amen.
With that said, Keith, do you want to do a prayer real quick for everybody so that we can lift everybody up and hope, you know, pray for this money to come through that people need it and, you know, to get the help to the people that need it?
I'd be honored to do that. I'll get my wife involved here too. Chrissy, come here and pray for us ASNs, would you please? I'd start out and just ask, if you don't want to pray with us, please feel free to mute to get off a call for a minute or what have you. But we want to lift it up right now, and we thank our Heavenly Father for the greatest gift ever given, our Lord Jesus Christ. And we just thank you, Father, for what you've done for us. We thank you that you're helping to restore the government that you put in place through our founding fathers. We just pray right now, Lord, that you would continue to just shine your grace and mercy upon us through our Lord Jesus Christ, that you would send us the Holy Spirit to help us and help us take care of each other, Lord. And Chrissy, come here. My wife, she's always in the Word. Go ahead and lift this up, baby.
So we just, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, Lord, your Word says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, then we will be saved. So, Lord, we just come to you with a humble heart, Lord. Our times are in your hands. You predetermined our appointed times and boundaries of our dwellings. So, Lord, we just call forth your ministering spirits to be encamped about our families, Lord. I thank you that your grace is sufficient, that you give power to the weak, and those who have no might, you increase strength. So we just apply and plead the blood of Jesus over our families, our loved ones, our dwellings, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that your will be done, Lord, and that your grace is sufficient. And we just commit our hearts and our lives to you. And we just thank you, Lord, for Rocky and for all those that are doing your work, Lord. We just praise you and we worship you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So, and so be it.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Chrissy. So anyway, let's get on to some actual business now. As you know, we're trying to build up our jural assembly and trying to get our courts up and running, whatever. Our current status is that we need a justice of the peace. And Jessica said once she gets whatever, she'll do the court clerk. Jessica, you still want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to put Jessica as the court clerk, and that's a busy job, so if we can get people to actually help her, that would be great too. The deal is we got to get this so that we can, actually stand up and tell the other government to move over, basically so that our courts will be, the number one courts, and then we can tell them what to do. So we need to do that. And then going on to what, at the beginning, if you guys were in here, where Brian was talking about I'm going to get this link up. I must share my screen so you guys can see what I'm doing. Okay. This is, if you go to U.S. Downloads, Nevada Assembly, gov.land, and then I'm going to the Union State Meetings, going all the way down to today's meeting, right? And I'm going to pull up the agenda. Okay, this is the agenda that's in there. If you look in here, there's a link right here, this YouTube link. This is that book me and Brian was talking about. It's for all the jurisdictions. Everybody watch this. I'll actually go to it here so you can see what it is.
For all the jural assemblies,
I'm not going to actually play it, but if you look off over to my right, it goes from part one, part two, part three, goes all the way down, and there's actually 59 parts, I think. Let's see. Yeah, 59 is the last one. But start at the top and just play it. It's actually the book. Anna Reisinger, Anna von Reitz, actually wrote the book, and it's a really good book, and it talks about the jural assembly. And, this is an easy way. You could, it's on YouTube, and you can play it on your phone or wherever you're at, and you can just play it and listen to it. And the guy sits here and reads the book to you, right? It's a really good book, and it gives you a lot of insight on where we're going and what our General Assembly is really about. This is one of the best books that I've seen that Anna put out on General Assembly. Now, there is other, you know, documents and stuff, like it says, like this one here, I'll put out here so you can see it too. This is also in the downloads. If I go back to the downloads here, oops, where'd I go? Oh, when I played this, it took me out. Okay, let's go back here. Down to the meetings. You will see this one here where it says how to build an assembly, section 13, whatever. That's, oops, did I? That is this document right here. And a lot of good information here about the General Assembly, what the different positions and, you know, what people are doing. You know, this is the officers. You got the justice of the peace. You know, this is a good piece of it. If you also go into there, we have the General Assembly agreement. If you haven't signed one of those to be on the jury, you need to sign one of those. The next one, this is this General Assembly handbook. Here, I'll click on that one too. That's this one here that Anna wrote. A good book too. This one, you have to read it. You know, it's got a lot of good stuff in it. But I, you know, I suggest everybody start off with the YouTube thing here because it's easy. You know, you don't have to read anything. You just need to listen. And it goes over a lot of good topics and whatever. Brian, are you still on here?
Yep.
You want to say anything about it?
Yes, excellent. I think it should be required reading and actually mastering to a level of applied knowledge where you can use it readily. So you have a lot of it just, you know, in your head, like 2 + 2 = 4 for all of us that are real Americans, that are ASNs.
Yes. And that's the reason why I brought it up. It's like when I, probably about 3 years ago, I was working with some other people in the Federation and stuff and other, you know, topics in Nevada. And this book was brought up to me and said that we really need to read it and whatever because it does go over our General Assemblies and what it's all about and where we came from and the difference between their juries and our juries. It goes over a lot of stuff, and it is a must-read. And, you know, I want everybody to actually, you know, when I heard of the book, whatever, then I tried to find out if I could find the book on YouTube or something, and I found this. It took me like 3 or 4 days to actually find this, you know, as a written thing. But the guy is really good, this Ed Movis. He does a lot of different things from Anna's books and whatever. You can go to his website, too, and look at all the different stuff he does. A lot of great stuff that he puts out. But this is one of the most important ones so that we can understand our General Assembly. Does anybody else have any questions about this? Or?
Hey, this is Carolyn.
Go ahead.
I just looked up. It's on Amazon for $12.95, the one from
the book?
Anna. Yeah. Hard copy.
Yeah, I actually have the hard copy sitting right here with me. I bought it a long time ago, like 2 or 3 years ago when somebody was telling me about it. There's another place called ABC Books or something like that sells it. You can get it on discount. You can get like used ones or that kind of stuff there. You know, if you guys want to actually buy the book and read it. But this goes word for word. If you had the book in your hand and you play this, you can actually follow it in the book. It's actually really good. The only thing with the book is you can write in it and put your own little notes. Any other comments on this? Or not sure if I want to go. Hang on here. I'm going to show this really quick. I didn't really want to, but I'm going to. Just so that you know where we're at. This is our jury pool. You see the amount of people we have? And this is the sheriff's office. The court clerk is where Jessica said she'll do it. We have a bondsman. We need a justice of the peace. We have a coroner. We need these different people for our courts, okay? This is a diagram that I created. It's actually in the downloads, I think. And then we get on to our regular assembly type ones, like who the coordinators are, the IT, vetting, elections, you know, because before we can actually stand up our court and whatever, we have to do elections. And these are the people that will run the elections. Our recording secretaries, again, I'm starting to work on our LRO again to get that completed so our recording secretaries can record in our Nevada LRO and get that going. So these are all the different people that we have right now. We need some people in outreach to try to get more people in, right? So as you can see, we have quite a few people. We don't have people doing multiple jobs. We do actually have people that will do it. Even doesn't show, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and hide that. Even though it doesn't show in our meetings how many people's here, but we do have 30 or 40 people that really are involved. There's a lot of people for whatever reasons, you know, can't be in the meetings either from working or just bad time. That's the reason I changed it to Saturday at 6, hoping that we can get more of those people in the meetings, you know, because I've had a lot of them tell me that they just can't make it, you know what I mean? So we got to do our best to try to get these people actually in the meetings too, so that we can learn from them too. Did anybody have any questions about the amount of people and stuff that we actually got going here? Okay, and anybody that hasn't done their General Assembly agreement, please do it. We need as many people, you know, as like I said in that document, you'll see these are the amount of people that we have in the jury pool. That's filling out that General Assembly agreement. So we need to get you guys, you know, filling that out so that we get, because we, you know, it takes 12 jurors in every court case, okay? And you can't duplicate, and you know the same 12 can't be working in every case. So we need as many people. You know, we need to get at least 65 people, you know, in the jury pool, and that's where the court clerk will then, out of that pool, she will then, you know, or he or whoever it is, it's the court clerk. You know, when we get a case or whatever, we'll pull from that jury pool, you know, for 12 people. That's actually 13 people. In case somebody gets sick or whatever, then you got one stand-in, right? And then you got your justice of the peace. You got your, let's see if I have this other document here. Hang on. Show you that I created. This one. Okay. This is kind of what our courtroom would look like, okay? So you have your jurors at the top here, which is your 12 people, right? And then you would have your defendants and your plaintiffs, you know, that is within whatever case it is. And if there's anybody that wants to see what's going on in the guild, that's what the audience is for. Then we have our sheriff's bench, and then I got to correct this because we need to actually move the sheriff things over to the right here. But you'll notice our justice of the peace is off to the left here. And the reason is because the justice of the peace is not a judge like it is in the old system. They're not the ones that make any decisions at all. It's this jury. This jury makes all of our decisions, and when whatever decision they come up with, it's final. There's no appeals, there's no nothing. The only way to actually change anything in any case, there has to be some really good evidence that could change the outcome of the case, and then we would basically call the jury back, and it could be a new set of juries or whatever, to go over the case again and make sure that we did the right thing, right? But then the justice of the peace Their job is to make sure that this courtroom stays peaceful, stays on track, make sure there's no hearsay or nothing that, you know, that somebody's lying about or something that would affect the case in a bad way that, you know, because you don't want hearsay. You know, if somebody has a witness or whatever, the witness needs to be there, right? So the judge, you know, the justice of the peace is going to make sure that the true evidence is heard, and the and whatever the jury needs, the justice of the peace makes sure they get it. Once the jury makes a decision, a ruling, they would then give it to the justice of the peace, and he will then order it to be done. Okay? If there's any money that needs to be taken in the case, that's what the bondsman's for. And the reason that they're in the court is also they got to certify that they did collect the money from whoever needed the money need to be collected from. You know, so like somebody wants to do a case or whatever, we may say, well, it's going to cost you $500 to do this case. Well, the bondsman would then have to collect that $500 from whoever it is that, you know, the court clerk, you know, has went through the justice and whatever and figures out who needs to pay whatever, whatever. And then the court clerk would then also, you know, record all that paperwork and, you know, make sure that it's on the case, you know, that we have all the records for whatever case it's coming through, right? Does anybody have any questions about the what we're talking about here on our courts? Do we understand exactly what it is that we're trying to do here? You know, this is all about our General Assembly. This is what we're trying, or, you know, we're building too, is to get this court up and running, and we need the right people. So you see, there's not a lot of people that needs to be done. But again, we need a total of, you know, at least 65 people, you know, depending on how many cases we have, right? The more cases, the more people we'll probably need. You know, and it also determines. Somebody want to say something?
It's me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You can't hear me very well. It might be a stupid question, but I'm wondering, is there going to be any training for any of these positions, like Justice of the Peace? I mean, court clerk is pretty simple, but, like, is there going to be any training for any of that? Like, maybe after we get our funds, maybe, or does Anna have any training on that? Or?
Well, the last meeting I had, whatever, there was a few videos from the other thing that I was trying to get you guys to go to was, let me see if I can find it here. Hang on here. It's I think this is the website. No. Hang on here.
It was from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
The lady.
Hang on here. It's from Lisa's, you know, from Ohio. She has a YouTube thing. Not that one. I'll get it here.
I forgot what it's called.
No, not that one. I have so many videos. I'm trying to come up with a bunch of training for every one of those because we do need them. This one here.
Well, isn't Lisa's some assembly required?
It's this one here.
Yeah.
It's called, it's on YouTube, but it's the Ohio Assembly whatever. But this is it here. I suggest you start at the bottom. What I played, the best ones were that I played last time. I think it was 16 and 17 to 17 here and 19, I think. which was talking about, if you'll, here, I'll go through a little bit here. You'll see, hang on here. Let me get to the part where she shows the list. Ah, where'd it go? Yeah, go back. Let me pick one of the other ones. 13, that one, trying to remember which ones. Here we go.
And the officers of the land.
You see, these are the different stuff that her and Anna go over. And it's actually kind of good training. You know, it goes over the jurors, justice of the peace, the court clerk, marshal at arms, the court recorder, the coroner, the bondsman, sheriff, counselor of law. Counselor of law is basically like a lawyer, but it's, we don't have lawyers per se, because in the courtroom, it's, you have to defend yourself. Now, what a counselor of law is, they can help you, you know, give you information and that kind of stuff, but they can't talk. They're not the ones that are in, you know, the case is about. There, you can hire them to actually help you. And Anna goes over that in one of these videos, too, of what a counselor of law is and what they do. And then our public notaries, you know, the notarized. Also, the court clerk actually notarizes papers that go into the court. One of the things that Anna says that the court clerk does is that every piece of paper comes in, you need to bring 3 copies. You'll get a copy, the court gets a copy, and a copy goes to the court clerk's files, right? And that's how we keep our record straight. So we need all those copies and have, you know, basically signed copies. You have to have original copies for each one. You know, the court needs them for the jury. You know, the court clerk needs their copy, and then you need your copy to, you know, prove that it was in the, you know, that was recorded into the case, right? So you can see these are a lot of good information for training, and I would suggest watching those. And I think it starts at like 9 or 10, and then it goes up, you know, to like about 19. But those are good ones to watch too, because Anna and Lisa goes over each part and what those jobs are and then what the differences are.
Thank you, Rocky. I appreciate that. Yeah, no, I had just forgot about that. So I'll go take a look at those videos. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's in these, I think everybody should actually listen to a lot of this stuff, you know, including that, you know, the book, All Assemblies, for all the jural assemblies, because yeah. This is all good information for us to learn on what it is that we are doing. We need training, all of us. And I keep looking and looking and trying to find more and more stuff that we can use to, you know, to learn, right?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? So anyway, like I said, we're still looking for a justice of the peace. Now, if you look on here, you'll see they'll say justice / justice of the peace. Now, what the difference is on the state, on the statewide, like Nevada State, in the international land jurisdiction, we have justice only. In our counties, we have justice of the peace. We don't have justice. We just have justice of the peace. So that's the difference between who they are and their names, right? So if you go to a state court, you're going to get a justice. And again, they deal with a whole different ball of, you know, cases and stuff. And that's kind of the reason why it's called a justice, because a justice is going to handle, you know, stuff with a de facto or stuff for international, you know, across state lines. They're going to have cases of all that kind of stuff, which are not people. When you talk about justice of the peace, that means that we're trying to keep the peace with the people, right? And that's why we have justice of the peace. So they're there to try to keep the peace in our counties, right? So all of our counties, their soil jurisdiction judges, or justices, is the justice of the peace. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah. Yes.
And again, the more information I get, you know, especially on training and stuff, because we definitely all need it, and the more I can get out of Anna about different things. Also, we still got to work on our seals and our letterheads, you know, for our court papers. We did come up with a few examples of stuff. You know, Mark did a really good one, and so did Tammy from, you know, Washoe County. She actually came up with a really good, let's see if I can show you some of them. This is the one of the ones from Tammy, and I think it was Alexi that actually changed it to silver instead of being gold, which is a good one. And then, well, here's the one from Tammy. You can see the difference between them. One's in silver, one's in gold. Tammy did the gold one. Whatever did the other one. The other ones that I liked, too. Actually, I don't see it here. Hang on. Maybe it was in a PDF. Hang on. Okay. And this is the one from Mark. So if we can work on, you know, taking some of these designs and whatever and actually come up with one that we say, you know, the way Mark did it here, we're just talking about changing some stuff because, you know, how it says the Clark County or the Nye County in the on the ribbon. Well, some of our counties, the word's too big and it wouldn't fit in here, is to move into their national jurisdiction, and where it says national jurisdiction, put, you know, the Clark County Court, whatever. So we need to come up with ideals and whatever. You know, email me with whatever you guys think that we should do or change or, you know, what it should look like. There's three examples right here, you know, and they'll be in the download so you can download them and play with them if you want and come up with something out of them. But we do need to get those done before we actually get our courts up and running. We got to get our logos done. Does anybody have any questions about the logos? Or? And these ones are more letterhead, you know, for the letterhead on the court papers. So, no questions or thoughts? Or said, these are actually some good examples. You know, we need people stepping up that can actually come up with some good art designs, you know, and, you know, get us some stuff that we can use, you know, as we move forward and we get ready to stand up our courts and have our elections. We need this stuff done, you know, and also our documents on how we're going to run our courts. You know, we have to show them that we have procedures on how our courts are run and how we're going to do things. So we got to get those documents done too. We got a lot of work, a lot of stuff to work on. Got to get more people involved to do it. Okay, I'm gonna.
Rocky, this is Alex A. Kulikoff here. Just a quick question. I was just wondering, thinking about the logos. There has to be a way to differentiate our logos from the de facto logos. And I was thinking of whether or not it would be necessary to put the word de jure on the logos, just so that people understand when they see that logo that we're talking about common law, and it's completely different from, you know, the de facto's administrative courts.
Uh-huh. Okay, I actually sent these to Anna. She was supposed to respond to them. I haven't got a response, so I'm going to email them to her again. She's been going through a lot of stuff right now. The last coordinator call got canceled because she had, like, strep throat. She couldn't talk. So she canceled the meeting last Thursday. Hoping that she gets prayed. We've been praying for her, hoping she gets better then, and she can answer some of this stuff. But I'll send it to her again. She told me to do it, you know, with the subject line as stationary, and then she would look over and give us some ideals too. And that would help us too on, like what you're saying, determine, you know, so that we know that it's ours and not theirs, right?
Right. And I was just wondering if there's other states that have their courts already set up, if we could take a look at their logos and see if they have something similar to that, if they, what they did to make it differentiate between the de facto logos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we could do that. I know Ohio has their court documents that they're using. I have a bunch of court documents that I created, or actually Craig created them. I actually modified some of them, whatever, but we need to take those kind of things because we have to have a process of what forms what we use for different things. You know what I mean? You know, it's like if you're going to file a complaint, what is the form you use? If you're going to rebut the claim, what is the form you use, right? You know, if you're a witness, what does a witness form look like, right? Craig came up with a lot of those, and, you know, we're going to be using a lot of those, but we need to put logos on them, and we need to put other things to try to make them ours, right? Anybody say anything to that, or... So it's anybody that it can help that does graphic design, whatever, really appreciate it if you can get involved in trying to do those. The other thing that was is that we have to have seals. You know, it's like when the justice of the peace actually signs whatever that the case, whatever it's supposed to be in, right? And then they'll seal it, meaning that it's done, right? That's what the seal means. And it is actually just a picture that they use. Let's see if I can find one that I was showing everybody last time. Hang on here. Okay, this one here. This is actually a court case that Anna did. And you see this little picture down here? Let me try to see if I can zoom it up. There you go. That's considered a seal. And when Anna actually signed this or whatever, then she seals it with this. That's her seal. So we have to come up with, you know, one for our justice of the peace, one for our court clerks has to have their own seals. You know, so every time the court clerk gets documents and they sign it, and then they'll seal it as, you know, being in the deal. So we have to have different kinds of little seals like this that we come up with that, you know, basically says that this has been, you know, recorded and sealed, right? Same thing with the justice of the peace. When the court's over, they're going to seal it, right? That this is a done case, and that's their seal on it, right? So those are the kind of, you know, logos and stuff that we have to come up with. These other ones are more letterheads. They're for the letterheads of every document. So we have to come up with one. And then what we're doing is, because this is the Union State meeting, is we're trying to come up with generic stuff that all the counties could use and then modify it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the deal is to get our other counties up and running. You know, they're going to need help just as much as we need help to doing these things. So we're going to come up with all of the court documents and all of the stuff. And then each county, when they start, you know, getting the people to get their courts up and whatever, they'll look at these documents so they don't have to start from scratch and say, okay, we want to use this or we want to modify this and use it this way. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're trying to do in this meeting, is trying to everybody pull together from all the counties and come up with logos and stuff that we can, you know, kind of make across our counties, and then our counties can make them their own, and, you know, where they're not having to start from scratch, right? Because we have about four counties with nobody in them. We have several counties with only, you know, less than 10 people. You know, they're going to need as much help. And the way I look at it is, because Clark County is, you know, have the most population, and we have the most stuff done right now, that we can help all of these other counties, right? You know, because we're working through all of this, and we'll be a good example for them on trying to help get their stuff up and going too. That's what my goal is. And that's kind of what Anna has tasked me into doing is that's the reason I'm really the coordinator of the Union State. And then I'm also Clark County coordinator with Michelle. And then we got tomorrow, which is Knight County. And I think Eric still is. He hasn't said he's not doing it anymore. And then we have a few other coordinators up north. But, you know, we can get everybody in this meeting and we can all work together, you know, with all the counties and come up with stuff that we can use. You know what I'm saying? You know, pull all our heads together. That's the way I look at it. Any questions on that? Okay. That's about all I wanted to talk about today. You know, I wanted to make sure that we understand that our militia, the militia is basically all of us. And, you know, Michael Wilson is the commander in the state level. And, you know, when things come in to him, whatever, he needs to get it out to all of us so that we can help people or whatever, especially if they're in your county, you know, whatever county you're in. You know, get to the people in those counties to get help for these people. You know, or if it's anything else, if it's, you know, has to do with land or something, whatever. You know, we need to know about it. You know, as along with, you know, our main goal in this meeting and the meetings I'm going to be doing is getting this Drill Assembly up and running and done. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're working on, you know, Clark, Nye, and a few other counties, you know, to try to get the courts up in those areas. So, you know, it's going to be a big task. But everybody here, we need to pull together and do this. Any comments or any other things, that topics that somebody wants to talk about?
I got something.
Go ahead.
If anyone wants to buy any silver, instead of going online and paying the spot price on top of the price, I'm going to be selling silver on the 13th or 14th, probably the 13th, and then again on the 20th. So just let me know, get a hold of Rocky. He can put you in touch with me if anybody wants to buy any for the going price those days.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
How much do you have, sweetie, to sell? Just curious.
Oh, my God. It looks like I'm going to have to sell 25 pieces. I'm freaking out.
I believe the silver is going to go back up this next week.
I hope it does, because honestly, if I only get 72 a piece for it, I'm just going to be devastated. Even though I have made money off of it, I didn't see myself not working for almost 2 months. Like, I've had very little work, and it's very stressful. I'm like, but I'm just trying to, you know, trust God to have everything work out.
Exactly. Yeah, you know? Carolyn is another one that's been in hard times too, so if we can help her, let's do it.
It's just been too long that I've been at this pace, and then it's like slowed down. I wasn't supposed to have any time off this year for Christmas. She said I was working, and then all of a sudden she said, oh, I'm moving the farm, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, I'm having a hard time moving the cooler. Well, I've had like 6 days in the last, what, 3 weeks to work. And these next 2 weeks, I had to separate my rent and pay half of it and pay the other half. So I got 1 week, almost $500 worth of bills, plus $700 rent. And then the next week, $750 worth of bills. And I'm not going to get my Social Security check till the 24th. And they've been messing around with, like, I'll work the last 2 weeks of the month. That'll be like maybe $500 a week, but they're messing around with paying her, so I didn't get paid on Friday. I got paid the next Wednesday, which gives an even bigger gap, so I got to sell the silver to cover all those days.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, anyway.
Okay.
Enough about the saga. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to say anything?
Yeah, Rocky, I have a question. This is Charlotte.
Okay, Charlotte.
I watched Anna's, the last video that she did. And, honey, she was saying something about go to Telegraph site something to get the information from the GFG. Where is that located, or am I not looking? I don't even know how to look that up. Do you?
I will try to get that from or from somebody so you can. There's supposed to be a Telegram page that GFG posts on. I haven't found it either myself. But I haven't really looked for it either. So, and then they said to get on their email list, which I'm on the email list, and there hasn't been much emails coming from it. So I know she says all this stuff, but there's not. Go ahead.
Yeah, I looked for it and I couldn't find it either. I'm pretty good at looking stuff like that up, mm-hmm. but I couldn't find it either.
I'll ask some of the other coordinators and stuff and see if I can come up with, or some of the people from GFG itself. I got a few contacts there that I can shoot some emails to. But, yeah, we'll see if we can. But, like I said, is, you know, she said, you know, Anna says these things or whatever, and, you know, like I said, I'm on the email list. I haven't, you know, every time I get an email that's, you know, that everybody needs to see, I send it out to everybody. I try to make sure everybody gets whatever information I can get. It's just GFG right now has been quiet, you know.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was just curious. Thank you. Anyway, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlotte. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Fitu. Thank you for the opportunity. I signed up on that Telegram, but I lost it where I stored it. So I'll look for it again and then try to share it. Thank you. I yield.
Thank you. Thank you, Fitu. Yeah, I know there is one. I haven't found it myself.
Well, we need to know what the name of it is because it's not global.
Right. No, it doesn't say global in it, I don't think. But.
Yeah, it says Telegram. So, but I'll find it. Thank you.
No, we need the name of the channel. It's on Telegram.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not called Global Bank or anything of the sort. So why they call it that, I don't know. But
it for me, I don't have Telegram. I don't have an account or anything, so I have a hard time getting anything from there. So it's you have to create a Telegram account to be able to even get that stuff anyway. Anybody else? Then nobody else has anything to say, whatever, then do we want to adjourn? Do I hear anybody?
Anybody want to move the motion to adjourn?
Anybody want to second it?
I second that motion.
I second.
Thank you all. Everybody that wants to adjourn, say aye.
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 Anybody that doesn't want to, that doesn't, say no. Anybody wants to abstain, say no. This meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody. The next meeting will be next Saturday at 6 o'clock. So this is going to be our normal channel.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.